Welcome to Shom Achshav on the Daf, Shir Sponsor, Lo Nishmas Rami HaKashom, Le'ab HaSitzchok. We're holding in Sanhedrin Daf Samech. In the Mishnah, in Daf Samech with Beis, the Mishnah brings two types of Avodah Zarah, that the way to worship them is Bezilzul, is something which is Gnus. One is the Baal Peor, which one has to defecate himself in front of it, and the other one is Markolis, where you throw stones at it. The Ramchal, in his Sefer Adir B'morim, says clearly, the Baal Peor is the Shoyrish of the Natsus of Christianity. It's the same concept. On the other hand, many of the Rishonim in the Sugyo connect Markolis to Islam. The Yad Ramah mentions that in Mecca, they have the stones and they throw the stones and they do the same thing in Markolis, and he says it's Mashmos of the Yad Ramah, that's considered to be Avodah Zarah. And many other discuss it the same way. The Rambam and Shuvah wants to say that that's not Avodah Zarah anymore because the Muslims right now do believe in one God, in Hashem, and they said they're only doing this minhagim and they have different reasons why they do it. But Baal Kolponim, we see that there's a connection between Baal Peor to Christianity and between Markolis to Islam. Let's try to understand what's the meaning of this. And what I'm saying now is going to be based on what I heard from a Rebbe, Rav Moshe Shapir Zatzal, in a few different times and connecting some of these things together. In general, we know that there is a question, a contradiction, a paradox that we have in Emunah in Yiddishkeit. On one end, we know that HaKadosh Baruch Hu is controlling everything. HaKadosh Baruch Hu is the one who's running the show. And everything is Mishamayim, and everything is being planned. And there's the Tachlis Abriya, which comes from Hashem. On the other hand, we know that a human being has a Bechira Chavshis, he has free will. And if he has free will, seemingly he could come and change the direction of the world. So many of the G'dayilei HaMefarshim are busy with this. How can these two things exist? And really the Rambam in Hilchos Tshuva Perakei mentions the question of Yediyah or Bechira, which really is this question. Yediyah means that Kishbuchu knows the future and knows exactly what's going to happen. Bechira means that Adam has the choice to do what he wants to do. How these two things coexist is something, says the Rambam, we cannot understand. The Ravid attacks the Rambam, if you can't understand it, why are you bringing it up? But this is something that has to do with the Emunah of Klal Yisrael. We believe in the planning, and the master plan of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, but on the other hand, we believe in free will, and these two things coexist together the entire time. But there's two kfiris, two types of Avodah Zarah that came out because of this question. One kfira says, so if everything is pre-planned and predetermined, a human being has no free will, the human being basically has nothing to do, he is just a tool in the process of the world, he's exactly like an animal, he has nothing more to do to say, there's no chashivas of Adam. And the other kfir is the exact opposite. The other kfir is that the human being has so much power that he can determine anything in the world, and he can change the course of creation and bring the world to a different destination. Besharish, these two things already started with Dor HaMabul and Dor HaPalago. Dor HaMabul is a generation of people that did not give kashivas to human beings. They were shatuf, be'arayas, and gezel, which means they didn't give any importance that this woman belongs to this person, or this money belongs to this person, because a human being has no chashivas, he's not important. Dor HaPalago, what do? They build a migdol, a tower, and fight with Hashem. What does that mean? You believe in Hashem, you fight with him? Yes, because a human being has the power of the free will, they can come and override the hanhaga of this world. Ramayisha goes on to explain that this is the chiluk between Esav and Yishmael as well. Esav lives al charba chotechi, lives on his sword, meaning he is in control. He is going to do anything that he could do in order for his life to be better. He doesn't give any koyach to the boyre, any koyach to the manning of the world. Yishmael, on the other hand, they are mishtachavim le'ofa raglem. They bow down to the sand, the adama. Why? Because if a human being is nothing, a human being is not doing anything, so there's no chashivas of adam. So the whole world is one big place of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. There's no place for Adam to operate. HaKadosh Baruch Hu is everywhere. Everything is Hashem. The Adam is Hashem, the human being, the animal, every single item is another Gilui Elokus in a way that we have nothing to do over here. And therefore, they don't have, give cheshivas to Adam, and Adam has no importance. And this, Ramosh used to say, that's why, till today, Yishmaelim, at least certain of them, don't give cheshivas to the chaye Adam, to the life of human being. Because human being is not really that important in their eyes. These two avodah zarahs that are mentioned over here in the Mishnah are these two kfiras. The avodah zarah Markuli says that there's elukus everywhere. Even rocks. Rocks is also some gilui of elukut. You know, in very, to just a bit sarf to this, we have, the Arizal says, that in the Mizbeach, we put in the Mizbeach different items, because we want to elevate all the nitzotzes, gdusha, everything that we can connect to Hashem. So we bring a chai, which is an animal, we bring a tzemeach, which is the flower, which is the oil, you know, things that come from the ground. And we have also doimim. What's the doimim that goes in the Mizbeach? Says the Arizal, it's salt and water. Salt and water are two things that are doimim that come to the Mizbeach. But Rav Chaim Vital says in another place that although water and salt are doimim, but they're not really doimim. There's something in between doimim and tzemeach. And I saw once that doimim, a full real doimim, doesn't go in the Mizbeach. Why? Because in this world, the nitzotzes gdusha, connecting items to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, could be an animal, could be a tzemeach, it could be a doimim, which is half doimim, half not doimim, like melach and water. But something which is 100% doimim, in this world we're not able to connect to above. This Avodah Zarah takes rocks, which you could say to be the most doimim item in the world, and they're doing elohus from that. Meaning there's no chashivas of Adam. And Adam has no importance. There's no location, no place where Adam is, where you don't have Gilui Elokus. It's like the Yishmaelim, Shtachim, Nafar, Aglayim. Meaning everything here is Gilui Elokus, and we mainly also stones that can use it, and that's the Shoresh of the Avodah Zarah. The Avodah Zarah of Baal Peor says really also clearly in the Bnei Yisroel, in the Sefer Agur Dekalo. What is Baal Peor? Baal Peor says that Adam is so great, he's so chashuv, that even the excrement of Adam, even the dirt, is also chashivus. There's no such thing as moisters. That's the Meisoschos Loshen. There's no such thing which is extra. I am my structure. I have where I am. This is what I could do and not more. Because whatever an Adam has, that's itself such chashivus. An Adam is limitless. He's so powerful. Even his dirt is something which is essential. Even the dirt can be used for avodah in avodah zarah. He takes the extra man and put that for the avodah that they consider to be a godly avodah. That's expanding the greatness of an Adam, that everything that comes out of him can be used for elohus. So nimtzeim ken dover niflo ad lemeoit. We have two avodah zarahs. Each one is a different concept. One is how an Adam is not important at all. There's no place for an Adam. All the doimim is also loose. Really, Adam is not here. And the other one is the exact opposite. The Adam is so great, is so huge, that even his dirt is also chashivas. And according to what we learned, that what Rav Moshe explained, that is Yishmoel and Esav b'shorsham. Yishmoel is a lack of chashivas of Adam, and Esav is the expansion of the chashivas of Adam. So we may understand why Markulis belongs more to the Yishmaelim. The Rambam says they don't worship it anymore, but it belongs to that sect, and some Rishayim learn that Islam is still Markulis. While Baal Peor, that belongs to Esav, that belongs, says the Ramchal, to Christianity, to the greatness of human being. The human being himself looks at himself and says, I'm God myself. That's really the Shayrish of Christianity, and that connects to Baal Peor. V'advarim amukim ad meoid, ten lechachom v'yech kamoid. Anyone who wants to join the Shomachshava, email us to WhatsApp, please email shomachshava@gmail.com.